Hi, I'm your host, Ryan Recker, and this is the Business of Family Business. It's presented by CMA. And joining us in studio is Dan Bean. He's from CMA Consulting. Don Eisenberg and Jess Phillips, both from Exercise Coach, father and daughter. If you missed part one of this interview, go back to KMOX.com and you can catch up by listening to how they got where they are today. It started with a family business, MMG, that eventually sold and led to the second family business, which they operate now for the last couple of years, called Exercise Coach. Don is the father who sold the company. Jess is the daughter who worked there and then left to join dad yet again. And now they're looking to even expand further. We get their story as we continue on the Business of Family Business. It's stories of family businesses from all across the St. Louis region. And as a reminder, if you're part of a family business or know someone that is, let them know about this show and tell them we're looking for family business stories. Let them share it here. Reach out to Dan Bean at cmaconsult.com. In our first episode of the Business of Family Business, where we were talking about how you were with MMG, and then after MMG, you decided to buy a franchise, but before that, you're actually looking to buy a business. So what's the difference that you're seeing? What's the difference between maybe buying a business and buying into a business?
Buying a business, I was looking for a business that was viable, that was something that interested me. And I, you know, where I wasn't just buying someone else's problems, okay, and that a business that where I didn't have to have partners. You know, I didn't want to have. I just came from an experience of you know, we'll call it partners, but you know, having to work, you know, with other people and take other people's direction and do that. I didn't want to have a situation like that. So you know, after, like I said, after looking for to buy a business, not finding anything that was appealing to me, decided to go, you know, check out the franchise route. And
the difference between what you originally started to do, what's originally you were actually looking to buy a business, but then when you found a broker, ended up buying a franchise instead.
Right. With a franchise, what interested me there was I knew business. I know how to run a business, but I to start another business from scratch without any prior knowledge of that, you know, of that type of business, there's a steep learning curve. With a franchise, the advantage there was they have a model, they have a formula, they have a way of doing business in an industry that I'm not familiar with. So I saw that as a positive for me, where I could have my own business, wouldn't have to have, you know, any outside investing partners in the business, but then I was able to have a formula for success and formula for actually running the business with, so, you know, getting the guidance and the leadership from the franchisor and support from the franchisor to not just open the business, you know, to open the business, but then to operate the business.
Yeah. So, what kind of steps did you need in order to buy and then establish it here in St. Louis?
Well, I mean, steps, and there's a process when looking at a franchise to go through. I read several books on that.
Yeah.
On you know, process for evaluating franchises, which I did that. I utilized those processes to determine, you know, which ones were good. And I feel like I got myself a really good one here. So there's a process to go through, which, you know, included visiting them and then site location, equipment purchase, you know, hire.
Did they help you with site locations? They help you do research?
Yeah.
They try to find the right places.
Yeah, because they had experience of what the right type of location, the right population, type of population center you want to have for this business to be successful.
Right.
So again, I was able to utilize their experience to help me pick the right locations.
So with the Exercise Coach, for the equipment purposes too, they probably had a lot of recommendations of things that you would need and specific things you would need.
Well, they actually have proprietary equipment.
Oh, okay.
That you can only find at the Exercise Coach.
I see.
So we have that equipment and technology that they have. So
is this the same equipment?
Which was part of what intrigued me in the first place.
Is this the same equipment that you beat Dan up on? Because I understand, Dan, you actually have a experience as a client of this company, the Exercise Coach.
Yes, and the equipment is very good. And basically one thing I like about the equipment, and I've been there for 3 years, is you set a baseline of where you are. And then every second you are doing that exercise, you get feedback about where you are right now relative to your baseline. And then you get a number at the end of 8 repetitions that said, this is how you compare to your baseline. They write that number down so you can always track your results and get a degree of how you are improving or changing. Mm-hmm. And generally changing up, hopefully.
Jessica, what was your involvement at this time? Because your dad, of course, being very involved, he was looking to buy a franchise and start here in St. Louis. What was your involvement at this point?
Actually, not much at all. Just kind of like still at MMG, still yeah. waiting, still waiting for the call at that point.
Was that a fun process or was that a terrible process to find a location?
At the time, it was very difficult.
Yeah.
It was very, very difficult to find
okay.
a location.
Yes. Just, it seemed like what they say, location, 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 right? So how many places did you look at?
Well, the problem was there just weren't a lot of locations that worked for me. So
that fit the criteria of what you're looking for.
My criteria, exactly, okay. exactly. So I found two great locations and found a third one that'll be coming up. But
you're coming up on number 3.
Yes,
this is great.
Yeah. So we opened about 3.5 years ago in Webster Groves, mm-hmm. and a few months later another location in Town and Country, and then in January we're going to open up in Clayton. So.
Was that your plan to do 1, 2, 3, or was your plan to just do 1 at first? Like, did you think you were going to expand?
I planned on doing multiple locations.
Okay.
Yeah, from the very beginning, I planned to do multiple locations.
Right.
So, yeah, again, I thought Clayton would be my first location, but that wasn't going to happen. So,
yeah.
But now I've got great locations, and I'm where I want to be.
Right. Jess, what really prompted you to join your father at Exercise Coach?
Well, when the business got sold, Dad was no longer there,
yeah.
so wanted to go work with Dad. Just really like that relationship with Dad. We work very, very well together, just making sure, you know, you're communicating on a daily basis and everything and staying in more of your avenue. And I really missed working for Dad. Like, granted, there were a lot of layers at MMG to interact with him. He wasn't interacting with him on a daily basis. Really focusing in on how we were going to get back to that relationship of then interacting on a daily basis and how we were going to go about that.
And Dan, I want to mention too, because you were listening to the story Don gave regarding his experience when it came to maybe purchasing an existing business. You have a lot of clients that come to you and they are going through that same process. They're trying to figure out what they want to do if they want to purchase a business.
Maybe not so many clients, but a lot of people I network with that get referred to me who have left a business, usually a larger business, and they want to be more in control
mm-hmm.
as opposed to follow somebody else's control.
Sure.
And so they want to buy a business, and it's a very difficult process. They look and they look and they look. They find an opportunity, they do due diligence, and if the due diligence happens to look good, usually the deal's going to blow up sometime before it closes. So it's very hard. It's a long, laborious process to go find a current business that you want to buy and invest in.
Mm-hmm.
Buying into a franchise has trade-offs.
Mm-hmm.
So you have less freedom. There are some controls. But you are buying a proven business concept, and hopefully you do your due diligence on that franchise
mm-hmm.
to make sure they're not living off expansion fees. They're doing it off of their ongoing revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a safer way and sometimes a quicker way for somebody to have their own business, but they do make some trade-offs as opposed to just starting their own business or buying a separate independent business.
When we come back, we continue with Don Eisenberg and Jess Phillips, both from Exercise Coach. What are their roles in the company, and are there other family members looking to get in? We continue next on the Business of Family Business presented by CMA. And as you've heard, not every family business has the ability to transition to the next generation. Like in this case, they actually started a new business, meaning sometimes family businesses are ready, sometimes they're not. But a lot of times, just like you heard with Don, they want to make sure the next generation, if they're ready to take over, will be in the right position to be effective owners. So let me tell you about CMA Consulting in the Business of Family Business Ownership Program. Unify, develop, align. The program is set up and designed with critical topics to support effective family business ownership in unity of the next generation. Experts providing content on specific topics that apply to you and, of course, your family business. If this sounds like something you could benefit from, reach out to Dan Bean from CMA. Their Business of Family Business Ownership Program begins in the first quarter of 2018. CMAconsult.com is the website, or you can give them a call at 314-721-8255. 1860 to see if this program is right for your family business. The website that every single family business should have bookmarked on their computer, cmaconsult.com. And welcome back to the Business of Family Business. I'm your host, Ryan Recker, and it's presented by CMA. And joining us today, Dan Bean, also Don Eisenberg, and Jess Phillips as we talk Exercise Coach, one of the family businesses in the St. Louis area. If you know a family business or you are part of one and you would like to tell your story on this program, we would love to hear it. Reach out to Dan Bean at cmaconsult.com. Let's talk about the roles that you guys have now in the company itself. So let me start with you, Jessica. So what's your role in the company at Exercise Coach?
I do a lot of the marketing for the business as well as client relationships. That's the key thing, that personal touch. That's what I was looking for, is finding a company to where I could actually be, you know, one-on-one with that person, find out really what they need and how we were going to be able to help them. And so general promotions, events, anything, the more people I get in my door, the more people I can help their quality of life.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of your clients. So what's the market look like and what type of clients are you guys looking for?
So as far as our clients are concerned, we're focusing on busy professionals. We're focusing on 45 plus. Our equipment, focusing on somebody that does not like the gym scene. Mm-hmm. Like they just... It's confusing, or they're afraid about getting hurt. And so our equipment provides lots of safety, and it's a very efficient workout because in terms of our equipment itself, it's the world's smartest workout. It has the most, like we talked about, the proprietary equipment. You know, it measures your strength curve based on your physical level. So we have an 18-year-old all the way to a 93-year-old and everybody far in between. So it's just awesome because we're able to distinguish that person's strength and work in between where their particular level's at that particular time. And then from there, kind of challenge them as we go along, as we see how they're progressing and what they need. Yeah.
I've known a couple of different 90-plus-year-olds. They feel like they can keep up with the 18-year-olds. So it's good that you have the different levels, I think.
It's exciting to see that.
That is great, though. I love that.
It's really cool.
Let me ask you, Don, then. So what's your role in the company?
I mean, just the general business aspects. Obviously, the financial part of the business. Mm-hmm. Very involved in that part of it. Hiring. So far, no firing. Hiring. And, you know, motivating our trainers. And working with Jessica very closely on, you know, various endeavors that she wants to take on, you know, regarding promotion of the business.
Have you seen...
Taming me down a little bit, too, sometimes. I get excited.
Yeah, Jessica has great ideas, and some, you know, we have to also look at the financial aspects of those ideas. So,
well, on the marketing side, have you seen that has worked pretty well for the growth of your company?
Yeah, it's working quite well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of
things
you guys...
We're getting a lot better at it as we go along. So
what are the things you're doing to market the company?
Why don't you direct that to Jessica, since she focuses...
Yeah, absolutely. So we focus on... I mean, obviously, social media is our number one avenue. We do some direct mail. We do lots of networking events. We do, I'm involved in a couple different women's groups and things like that. We do newspaper, you name it. We've kind of tried it and done it. And we kind of know where we're going from here and how we're going to market to that particular area. The biggest thing is finding that person and what they're really looking for. Where are they researching? What are they looking at every day?
Yeah.
So really finding those particular avenues and knowing who your client is.
So Jess is sitting in the studio with us today. Do you have any other children, Don?
Yes, three other children.
You do? Okay, yes. Are they involved?
They are not involved.
Okay, so no. Jessica's the only one involved.
Yeah, she's the only one involved.
Okay.
And up to this point, she's the only one that's been interested in being involved.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So it works out nicely for her.
So there's really no plans, though, for anyone else in the family to come in, or there hasn't really shown any interest to that?
No, there's no plans at this point.
Okay, because you're expanding. You're going to have room eventually, right?
We're expanding, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's room for more family.
Right. I guess that's true.
I like to be on my own.
Have you guys talked about what would happen one day when you're ready to retire?
We haven't talked a lot about it. Jessica knows that I want to... to pull back from the business eventually. And, I'll keep my hand in the business, but she's learning more about the business and just having to teach her, other aspects of the business that she's not involved in.
Yeah.
Which we're doing that over time.
Right. So is this going to be a situation where, like you described, 93 years old, you'll still be out there every day in the office?
No.
Okay. So it's not going to be one of those. So when it's time for you to enjoy the perks of retirement, you'll be able to do that gladly.
Happily.
Happily.
Yes. Absolutely.
Jess, let me ask you, what are you doing to prepare yourself for situations in the future to further yourself in leadership roles in the company, and then eventually maybe even getting to the point where you're looking at expanding even further after your dad decides to retire?
As you've heard, I have more the creative side of things, mm-hmm. and he has to tame me down a little bit because I have these great grand ideas, and he's like, okay, now come on, scale it down a little bit. So I need that business mindset. So what I've done is I have actually joined a women's roundtable. Mm-hmm. And these are, you know, CEOs, CFOs that have been through this or going through this at the same time as I am, and learning every step to the business and not just focusing more on the marketing particular side of things. Mm. So that's what I'm doing in order to do that, as well as training and having, you know, he kind of breaks everything down with me and we go through everything so I know kind of what he's doing as well.
Yeah.
So
Dan Bean from CMA networking groups, they're important when it comes to family businesses.
Very effective. You can learn from the mistakes of others, from the experiences of others. And that's a much less costly way to learn than making all the mistakes yourself. So hats off to Jess for finding those network groups and being a part of that and benefiting from that.
Our conversation on the business of family business continues with Don Eisenberg and also Jess Phillips from Exercise Coach. We talk about their family business, and we'd still like to hear more about yours. If you know a family business that would like to share their story, go to cmaconsult.com, reach out to Dan Bean, let him know you'd like to be part of this program. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the things that they learned in group sessions and how they continue to further the business, including looking at a new location. The lessons of running a family business with two locations, getting close to a third, Exercise Coach and Don Eisenberg and Jess Phillips join us on the Business of Family Business. It's presented by CMA. Jess, let me ask you what kind of things you've learned so far being part of business networking groups or maybe some ownership groups when you have people that are sharing some of the same experiences that you have.
I would just say being open-minded. Mm. I would say the biggest thing is being open-minded and not going in there thinking you know it all, and really taking in that information and that experience and then bringing it back, you know, taking really nice notes and then figuring out how that, you know, works within your means of your business.
You guys are note takers. I can see that right off the bat.
I want to add one more thing about being involved at a roundtable. So oftentimes it's not the answers you get, it's the questions you receive mm-hmm. that influence the way you think about your business or a given situation that you're wrestling with. So it's often the questions that are more valuable than the answers. Right. Usually you don't get answers, mm-hmm. but you get questions that make you think differently and get to an aha moment, mm-hmm. and that's the real value of a networking group.
Right. If I can add, Dan, I agree 100% because I was also in a group when I started when I was like 39 or 40, mm-hmm. and it's invaluable. Again, you don't get the answers, you know, necessarily, but the questions that your peers give you are, they really make you think. Mm. And it's also an outlet. You've heard it's lonely at the top. Well, it is lonely at the top, and by being able to be in a group like that, you're able to bounce things off of other people that have been in similar situations.
When you have a decision to make in the company, who do you normally bounce ideas off of?
In this particular business, you know, Jessica and I work together on that. Mm-hmm. We talk about that because again, I want her involved in these decisions because first I value her opinion, and I have a certain way of thinking, and she has a different way of thinking, and together we come up with good answers.
So. Yeah. So can I ask, as a father, are you pretty happy that there's a child of yours that has interest in the business?
Ecstatic.
Yes. Because you have three children.
Yeah.
And you're ecstatic that one of them has interest. I think a lot of family businesses are like that. They hope that there's some interest of someone that's in the business.
Again, in choosing this business, I wanted to make sure that it was a business that, you know, like I said, in this particular case, it was Jessica that had the interest and that, mm-hmm. you know, that it would be right for her. So
that was a big factor because you wanted to be able to not only have that, but be able to keep a family business going.
I want to have a family business. I wanted to have, you know, I wanted to have a business that could, you know, be passed on, you know, in the family, a business that was viable.
You find that it's easier now that you're getting ready to open a third location? Do things just become not necessarily automatic, but so much easier than when you first opened the first location?
We're a lot smarter today than we were 3 years ago. We've learned from our mistakes.
Well, so. what kind of advice would you give yourself, the 3 years ago advice?
Oh, goodness. Well, as far as, it's not a matter of advice. It's just that, you know, again, this was an industry and a business that I didn't know, Jessica didn't know, mm-hmm. you know, we'd had our franchisor that obviously was, you know, gave us the tools that we needed, but just through the operation of the business, we've learned so much. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know, experience, you know, teaches you a lot.
You did a lot of research when it comes to franchises mm-hmm. or maybe buying a franchise, things like that. So you decided on the exercise coach. For people listening today that may be in a similar situation where they may be thinking about, well, maybe I want to do something like this, what advice would you give them when it comes to making the right decision? Because you feel like you've made the right decision mm-hmm. for yourself. You've been doing it for 3 years now. You're getting ready to expand again.
Right.
And it was a good decision for you. Mm-hmm. How can someone make that right decision?
Well, they really have to know what their goals are. They have mm-hmm. to understand what their strengths are. They have to understand, you know, they have to really know about themselves and what they want from a business, and you know, going into it for the right reasons, you mm-hmm. know, whether if it's a franchise, to get the franchise for the right reasons, and you know, to make sure that you're asking yourself those questions as to the type of business you want to run, the type of employees you want to have. Do you want to have hourly, lower level? Do you want to have, you know, more professional level? Mm-hmm. What type of work environment do you want to be in? Hmm. You know, all those things. And then, you know, what's the product or service that you're offering? Do you believe in it? Do you feel good about it? You know, so, but, you know, from a strictly a business standpoint, it really needs to match where you are in your life and what you want.
What would be the wrong way to get into a franchise?
The wrong way? Because
you say go into it with the right intentions. What would be the wrong intentions?
Well, I mean, I was looking at other opportunities.
Yeah.
And the other opportunities were business-to-business opportunities. And it's like, that just didn't feel right to me.
Hmm.
Okay. It required going out and doing a lot of direct selling myself.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't feel right to me. You know, so it wasn't the right type of business. It was, you know, I mean, the business it might be right for somebody else,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't right for me. It wasn't right for, you know, I wanted a business that I wanted a business that I could establish over the first several years,
mm-hmm.
Get it up and running,
mm-hmm.
and then be able to not have to be there all the time, you know, to be able to come in, you know, be around part-time in the future, and not have to be there all the time. And some businesses require you to be there all the time.
Yeah.
Some franchisors require you to be on site 100% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, so again, that would not be right for me. Right now it's fine, but not for where I wanted to go in the future.
Yeah. So Jess, as someone that's in the company, what are some of those key lessons you've learned so far in the family business?
That people have to understand, even though I am his daughter,
mm-hmm.
I do not get special treatment. And people have to also understand that the biggest thing for me and my father is business stays in studio. And then we make sure that we have a very strong relationship outside of the studio. And when we leave those doors, we don't discuss business.
No.
It's very important to understand that, because you can really, really get into a sticky situation, in my case, my dad,
mm-hmm.
and your relationship could go downhill from there. And that's something that we want to stay away from.
Yeah.
So that would be my experience.
You have something in common. You met your bride-to-be at the age of 13.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, you met your husband at the age of 13 as well. Not married, but
not
met
married.
the age of 13.
Yes.
So does your husband... Does he work, or has he had any interest in his family business, kind of like how you had interest in your in-law's business?
No interest. He has his own avenue. So, he does not have any interest in the family business. He has his own thing that he does, and mm-hmm. he's very good at it. He stays in his avenue. I stay in my avenue, just like we talked about that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You might not want to bring your husband into the same business. You might want to keep those separate.
So no outlaws at the exercise coach. That's what I'm hearing.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes, 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 for sure.
We continue one last time with Don Eisenberg and Jess Phillips from Exercise Coach, getting some ideas and words of wisdom from them and some of their business experiences. Also with Dan Bean from CMA Consulting as we continue on the business of family business presented by CMA. And in many ways, family businesses, like you heard, they have the same type of struggles and ambitions and feelings as any other business, except it can be a little more emotional when you're working with people that you also love. So that's why it makes it difficult sometimes in the decision-making process to transition to the next generation, or sometimes sell or give away ownership to the next generation. CMA Consulting is a leading disciplinary team that helps family businesses unify the next generation and also develop them to be effective owners, because ultimately you want them to succeed just like you did. Here's a couple of words you'll need to remember: unify, develop, align. From the people and talent experts to the tax and accounting and legal and banking and risk management, there's a lot to a family business. You know this. CMA excels in helping increase the odds of a successful generational transition and keep family harmony intact. Contact CMA for a complimentary, no obligation meeting. They'll discuss your family business or any upcoming transitions you're thinking about, or even the Business of Family Business Ownership Program and ways you can benefit learning from that. Go to cmaconsult.com or give Dan Bean a call at 314-721-1860 to see if this program is right for you or right for your family business. Again, the website that you must go to if you're a family business, cmaconsult.com. If you missed any of this program, go back. You can listen to it. It's at kmox.com. In the podcast section, just go to The Business of Family Business and check out this interview. It's actually part two of our conversation with Don Eisenberg and Jess Phillips from Exercise Coach, along with Dan Bean from CMA Consulting. Let me ask you this, Don. You're getting ready to open a third. Do you have ambitions to continue to grow, or is there any sort of end game for you, or for the most part, you're just looking to do as much as you can?
Right now, my sights are on opening this third location.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I have not decided that I want to do more than that at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that up and running, and then we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
But at this point, just three are on my radar.
Do you test all the equipment out yourself?
I use it all the time.
Yeah.
Of course I use it. Absolutely.
That's some heavy stuff, the equipment.
Well,
how much equipment do you end up purchasing to open up a new location?
It's very unique, so you really have to come see it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
We'll put you on the chest press, Ryan.
Yeah, that's the worst one. The chest press is the worst. I used to work out. I haven't worked out in a long time, so it's something that, since I moved here, I do want to spend some more time doing that. I think a lot of people think about that. They're like, I really need to get into exercising again, but they don't.
Right.
I take myself as that, because I haven't exercised in a long time. The exercise I get is mainly walking. I have a dog and I have a kid, so we go to the park and play, and then I take the dog out for walks. That's my exercising. But I need to do more than that. How do you encourage people? Like, how do you change people's habits?
We have clients some clients that either they haven't worked out in 30 years or they have never worked out,
mm-hmm.
and they're very concerned about getting started, and we work with them, again, gradually taking them through and introducing them to the exercises, and again they work out at their level.
Yeah.
Everybody, we, as Dan mentioned before, the equipment is such that they create their own level to work out at, and we coach them, we guide them,
mm-hmm.
we watch them, make sure and make sure that they're doing things properly, the exercises properly, and they appreciate that. We're not there to push people so hard. We're giving them what they need. So
what would be the recommended amount of exercise someone should get in a week?
Well, at the Exercise Coach, our clients work out twice a week,
mm-hmm.
about 20 minutes each time, and get a fantastic workout.
20 minutes?
20 minutes twice a week. Absolutely.
Pretty good.
I can say this. I've never wanted to do it twice. The whole workout, you do it once, you're ready to leave because you're exhausted. And the trainers say we've never had anybody asked to do it twice.
No, so double shifts.
I believe that, yes.
Yeah, and people that come in and try us out, they said twice a week. Well, can I do more than that? And my reply is that you don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, you can. I said many people say that to us, and there's hardly anyone that ever says I need to work out more than twice a week after they've been with us and experience it.
What they told me, I'll check this with the owners, but what the trainers told me, twice a week increases strength, once a week maintains where you are.
Because
we tend to lose strength over sure. time as we age.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yep, correct.
If you say that 20 minutes, because I hear that and I think that's not a lot of time. So you can get a lot in 20 minutes. It depends if you're doing it correctly.
It's challenging your muscles.
Yeah.
Okay. And we challenge your muscles very effectively. So it's not about quantity. It's about quality.
Hmm.
So the quality of our workout is incredible. And again, people doubt it. So what we do is we give people 3 free sessions to come in and try it out.
Mm-hmm.
So they come in, try it, and experience it for themselves.
How many different styles of training do you guys work in?
Well, it's one style of training.
Yeah.
We call it right intensity.
So right intensity.
Right, yeah, it's right for the individual.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, you know, someone that comes in that's deconditioned is going to be is going to have an experience that is appropriate for them. Someone that comes in that's in very good condition, that has been exercising a lot, it adapts to them. So it adapts to the individual.
You're a couple of years into the exercise coach mm-hmm. now, and you've had a lot of business experience leading up to this point. How are things different with the exercise coach, and what are some of the things you've learned so far in the last couple of years?
Well, I mean, one thing that is definitely different is we're in a the business is viable. The industry is growing, mm-hmm. and it's a business that I enjoy. I really enjoy it. I enjoy it even more because Jessica is in the business with me. There's nothing better than having a family member that has your same interest, you know, in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You have common interest and common goals, and you want the same success for the business. And to have Jessica in the business, having those same goals and the same mindset of success, it's awesome.
I'll ask you the same question, Jess. What are some of the things you've learned that you've been in the company for a couple of years and learning and growing with someone that's a family member?
I would say that less stressed mm-hmm. is key. I would say flexibility is another one. And I would say that you really get what you put into it. So, you know, even though if you're in a family business, you know, you can take the route out of not putting a lot into it, or you can go all out and put your heart and soul into it. And that's really what I'm doing. And that's why I'm enjoying it so much, is because this is mine now. I don't have to report to anyone. I don't have to, you know, show them a particular, you know, project I did or anything. I can just do it on my own and just kind of spread my wings and fly. Mm. So that's pretty awesome for me.
Dan, you heard a pretty big story here from one company that led to another. Now they're in a position they really enjoy what they're doing. What are some of your thoughts on what you've heard today?
So I think we heard from Don and Jess one very stark story at MMG and a completely opposite story at the exercise coach.
Mm-hmm.
Just a night and day different experience. And to me, it is the difference between a role and an opportunity that is life-giving and one that is life-draining.
Mm-hmm.
And life is too short to stay in a life-draining situation or arena. So I think what Don tells us is find an opportunity that gives meaning to your life and builds to your strengths. I think Jess reinforces that. Don also says, look before you leap, do your due diligence. And then I think Jess would say, give it your all and go for it.
You got it. It was fascinating to learn about the industry. I learned a lot more things now, and I want to thank both of you guys for coming in. Don and Jess, thank you so much for sharing your experiences in the exercise coach, and good luck on your third location that you're going to be opening up soon.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
And as always, if you'd like to go back and listen to the show, go to the podcast section of KMOX.com and click the Business of Family Business. It's presented by CMA. And I also want to thank Dan Bean for coming in. Every family business owner should check out CMAconsult.com. And if you'd like to be highlighted on the show, just reach out to Dan Bean at CMAconsult.com. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. We'll see you again soon.